Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio Satiety, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian, I'm the host of this podcast, and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 31 was a typical summer week for ATXDR, which lost 0.45% to 7,076 points. A1 Telekom Austria announced that shareholders will receive one new Eurotelesites stock for four existing Telekom Austria shares. News came from Erste Group, Austrian Post, Semperit, Raiffeisen, AT&S, Lenting, Vienna Airport, Kontron, and Andritz. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 31. Monday, Erste Group Bank AG reported an operating result of 2.7 billion euros for the first half of 2023. This year-on-year increase of 44.5% was driven by favorable developments across all earnings components, including the net trading result and net interest income. Erste Group's net profit amounted to 1.49 billion euros, H1 2022, 1.14 billion euros. The cost-income ratio improved to 47.9%, 55.1%. The volume of loans to customers increased to 204.9 billion euros, plus 1.4% year-to-date, with around 1 billion euros in new green loans extended during the reporting period. Deposits increased by 7.6% to 241.1 billion euros. Despite the challenging stock market environment, the number of security savings plans increased by 18.3% year-on-year to over 1 million for the first time. Erste Group, weekly performance, 0.93%. Austrian Post already has more than 3,000 e-vehicles in operation and wants to deliver completely CO2-free nationwide by 2030. The Post is now taking the next step in the provincial capital of Salzburg, where it will completely convert its delivery fleet to e-mobility at the beginning of 2024. Over the next few months, more than 110 charging stations for the e-fleet will be installed in a total of three delivery bases, two in Salzburg and one in Thalgau. Over 120 new e-vehicles will be purchased this year for delivery in Salzburg. Österreichische Post, weekly performance, minus 2.44%. Tuesday, Semperit, an internationally oriented group that develops and produces polymer products, has successfully completed the acquisition of Rico Group, one of the world's leading full-range suppliers of customized elastomer and plastics applications. After all approvals were obtained, the closing took place on July 31, 2023. Rico generated revenue of approximately 90 million euros in the financial year 2022 and employs more than 500 people in Austria, Switzerland and the USA. Semperit, weekly performance, 0.74%. Raiffeisen Bank International, Raiffeisen Bank International, RBI achieved profit after tax from continuing operations of 1.327 billion euros in the first half of 2023, exceeding the figure for the same period last year, 1.299 billion euros, by about 2%. Consolidated profit amounted to 1.235 billion euros, 477 million euros lower than in the previous year. The main reason for this decline is the gain from the sale of the Bulgarian subsidiary bank of 453 million euros, which was recognized in the first half of 2022. RBI further reduced its business in Russia in the second quarter of 2023. Russia contributed 35.1% to RBI's operating result in the second quarter. In the first quarter of 2023, the contribution was 45.1%. Compared to the previous quarter, operating income in Russia declined by 270 million euros. Taking into account the negative equity effects due to the sharp depreciation of the ruble, which are not recognized in the income statement but in the other comprehensive income, the contribution from Russia in the first half of the year amounted to minus 143 million euros. We continue to work at full speed on two options for our business in Russia, a sale and a spin-off. While we're working on these complex options, we are consequently continuing to reduce the business in Russia. This reduction is now also reflected in declining earnings contributions from Russia, CEO Johann Strobel explained. RBI, weekly performance, minus 7.04%, at an S, in comparison with a strong prior year quarter. Consolidated revenue of Adenes, a manufacturer of high-end printed circuit boards and IC substrates, declined by 28% to €362 million in the first quarter of 2023-24, PY, €503 million. This decrease was primarily driven by the cooling demand dynamics, in particular for IC substrates, which Adenes was already faced with in the second half of the previous year. In the electronic solutions segment, the decline compared to the prior year quarter was caused by the absence of a new model series of mobile phones. EBITDA declined by 45% from €137 million to €75 million. The decline in earnings is primarily attributable to the decrease in consolidated revenue. Profit for the period decreased by €96 million to €-2 million. At an S, weekly performance, 2.84%. Wednesday Lensing, the business performance of the Lensing Group, a leading global supplier of specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, largely reflected the subdued market trends in the first half of 2023. After the market environment deteriorated significantly in the second half of 2022, signs of recovery were evident during the first and second quarters of 2023 in terms of both raw material and energy costs as well as demand. Textile fibers recorded improving demand, and business with non-woven fibers and with dissolving wood pulp proved to be very stable. Revenue in the reporting period decreased by 3.4% year-on-year to €1.25 billion. This reduction was primarily due to lower fiber revenues, while pulp revenues were up. In addition to the current market environment, the earnings trend was particularly influenced by positive one-off effects from the valuation of biological assets and inventories. As a consequence, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, in the first half of 2023 decreased by 27.7% year-on-year to €136.5 million. The net result amounted to minus €65.8 million, compared with €72.3 million in the first half of 2022. Lensing, weekly performance, minus 6.32%. Vienna Airport, as a result of the positive development of passenger numbers, Flughafen AG has raised its passenger forecast for this year. Flughafen AG now expects approximately 28.5 million passengers at Vienna Airport, previously 26-27 million, and roughly 36.5 million passengers for the Flughafen Group, including Malta and Košice, previously 32-34 million. As a result, management also expects significantly higher revenue and a significant increase in EBITDA and profit for the period compared to the guidance of January 19, 2023. Guidance as of January 19, 2023, revenue around €830 million, EBITDA at least €325 million, net profit before minorities over €150 million. The investment volume should be lower than in the previous forecast, around €135 million, at around €100 million. Flughafen, weekly performance, minus 0.75%. Thursday Lensing, the Lensing Group, world-leading provider of specialty fibers for the textile and non-woven industries, has been awarded platinum status in the EcoVadis CSR rating. The rating comprehensively covers the four most important practices in the area of corporate social responsibility, environment, fair working conditions and human rights, as well as ethics and sustainable procurement. Lensing, weekly performance, minus 6.32%. Kontron, with its Q2 results, the new Kontron AG underlines the strength it has gained by focusing on the IoT market. Organic revenue grew 15.2% to €283.2 million, Q2 2022 €245.6 million. Net income reached €17.4 million, plus 93%, with an order entry of €310.2 million and a resulting book-to-bill ratio of 1.1. The encouraging trend continued in the second quarter of 2023. The positive development of operative cash flow seen in the first quarter continued with €2.1 million. Ancontron was able to turn the negative operative cash flow of 71.1 million euros from the first half of 2022 around to record a positive figure, with the acquisition of the cellular automotive module unit of Telit Incorporated, a specialist in 5G machine networking, and the Swiss-based Fromcom Lab AG, a specialist for data communication for railways. Two companies with an IoT focus joined the Contron Group. Several more transactions in the IoT segment software plus solutions are planned before the end of 2024. Contron, weekly performance, 5.74%. Friday Andritz, international technology group Andritz has received an order from Andhra Paper Limited in Rajahmundry, India for a recovery boiler upgrade and sustainable technologies to increase capacity and reach environmental goals at the mill. Along with the recovery boiler capacity upgrade, the order also includes an ash leaching system which will remove non-process elements, minimize chemical loss in the recovery cycle and improve runability and life of the recovery boiler, and a lime kiln which will reduce solid wastes and gaseous emissions. Sir Reddy Malidi, Senior Vice President, Mill Operations, of Andhra Paper Limited says, "With this investment, we will be using Andritz proven technologies to improve reliability and efficiency at our Rajahmundry mill." Andritz, weekly performance, -1.26%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Bye.